This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Should I just repeat everything you went over? Because you kind of went through all the headlines there, Hawk. Heat win, good win for them. They play tomorrow. Stanley Cup rematch tonight with the Oilers.
Who do the Heat play tomorrow?
The Pacers tomorrow, and then the all Knicks right. on Sunday, and then on Monday they play Washington. So three
I mean,
more
is
home
it
games.
Is it as simple for the Heat? And again, I'm not suggesting they're going to be the four seed. We talked about this yesterday, but is it as simple for the Heat as if they hit their shots, they're a decent team? Like, I know that's so simplistic, but that's the difference between Monday and Wednesday. They played the same team both nights.
Yeah.
One was a dramatically different outcome than the other game. And my rudimentary viewing of basketball, I'm like, oh, they're hitting shots. They're like Duncan Robinson's lighting it up from three. They're hitting shots. Am I missing? Is there something greater going on there, Solana?
Well, just from Monday to yesterday, no.
Yeah.
Because Amy Audibert had pointed out to you, they took so many open looks. 35 of their 40 misses were open looks or from three, and they just missed them. So, like, that... Right, the progression to the mean is going to happen in the NBA with guys like Miami who shoot a lot of threes. But I think yesterday, it's unrealistic for that to be sustainable. Davion Mitchell going 100%, 5 of 5 from 3, having 18 points in the second half. Look, you know I love off night, but that dude's never doing that again. He's just not. Haywood Highsmith hadn't made a field goal, guys, since February 5th. And yesterday, 14 points. He was great. He's going to keep playing. Spo's going to ride him, but is he going to give you 14 points? No. Like, he's going to go 0-for-4 in one of these next couple games because that's what Haywood Highsmith does. So you just can't expect that type of consistency from the depth, from the role players. But Tyler, 24 points. Bam, 20-9 yesterday. And Andrew Wiggins had an off-night shooting. Those three guys have to be consistent, and you need Duncan. To me, he's the X factor of the team. You need Duncan off the bench scoring the basketball.
It starts with him getting minutes, which he got a lot last night.
And like I said, I give Solana's credit. Solana called the Duncan game last night, pregame.
Really?
But to your point, Tyler gets 20. Like, that's what's going to happen. Tyler's going to be mid-20s. Bam's going to be 17 to 23. Who else is going to put
Someone has to put those points up. You thought it was going to be Terry Rozier.
Yes.
It wasn't. You think it might be Andrew Wiggins. Hasn't really been. And you got a guy like Duncan who can do that.
And that's what it is. But to Solana's point, I think we need that 25, 25, 25. We can't do 14, 10, 9, 8, 7, 14. Like, I don't think consistently we can say Highsmith is dropping 18 a night. You got your top three guys, and who else is that? It's Duncan. Does it have to be Duncan? Like, I don't see anybody else on the roster. I think it's Duncan.
I said this to Tommy Tighe last night. You guys are going to think I'm on drugs, and Tommy did. But – remember how Chris Bosh was quote-unquote the most important player during the Big Three era? I'm not comparing Duncan to Bosh, but I think that's how – like, Hawk, you want to be even more simplistic? If Duncan Robinson has a good game shooting, the Heat might win games. If he doesn't, the Heat have no chance.
Well,
it might be that simple.
No, but that is the difference. Because we've talked about that throughout the season. If you've got a guy who can knock down five threes, then that's the difference. That's the difference in most. I mean, that's 15 points. That's the difference in most games.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to help you go wee-wee or anything today? Like, how are you going to get out of that chair?
I got a wipe because sitting in this chair all day got my butt moist.
Yeah, do you need me to help with that? Like, do I have to do it?
I'm fine.
All right, because if you need tree, you pull them over that way, and you know, because I need someone to clean my flaps one day. I didn't know I was.
Tree, can you hold me under my arms while Hawk deals with the back? Sitting in this chair, man, is I don't like this.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
There's no air.
Broken feet.
I broke my feet. What? This is ridiculous, Hawk.
Yeah, it is.
Ashamed of myself.
Yep, you should be.
In your living room.
Hey, this happens to people in your family once a year, you said. I'm a Solana.
So how you doing, FDR? Everything good over there?
Man, I'm really trying to laugh through the embarrassment because this is terrible.
No, you're going to go viral at some point, so we might as well profit off this,
capitalize on this. Yeah, 100%.
You put it out because tomorrow around 3 p.m., they're making a whole show out of it on the pivot.
Yeah, Hawk, I think, Crowder, do I have your permission to post this video? Let me get some clout at least.
Whatever the hell you want to post, but the whole show is me breaking my damn feet. This is terrible.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorney.
Oh, man. Look how black and blue that is.
Everywhere.
Holy mackerel. That's disgusting.
This is crazy, isn't it?
That is disgusting. Hold on.
Oof.
Bro, it's like y'all think I'm playing. Like, this is no joke. This is terrible.
Oh, man.
The whole top.
Crazy. I didn't think it was possible.
There he is in his chair.
Don't pick that goddamn hair. I can't stand Joe.
Healthy. Healthy. Wheelchair.
Oh, man.
Wait till Will Manso sees you.
Hey, you got a little cover. You can dress up the chair. And it looks like it's a couch. Oh, boy. He said, oh, boy.
Anything else?
Not from me. I don't know if John Nash has anything else to say. But...
You got anything else, Paul Pierce?
Man, I'm not fooling with y'all, man. I'm going to go home early. I'm sick. I'm going to call my mom. She's going to check me out.